This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers.
Yeah.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, great to have you with us. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf online, sunburymotors.com. So said before, I'll say it again, speaking as a customer. Went over to Sunbury Motors. And they did a phenomenal job, the entire experience. Product lines had exactly what I wanted, gave me the options. And then, of course, how I wanted to finance it. They'll take care of you just as well, if not even better. And on top of that, a great product line of Kia and Hyundai. I went with Ford. And they have pre-owned inventory all over the lot. And it's pre-owned inventory that, to their credit, they go over each and every vehicle. That way they can make sure that your buying experience is even better. And the service department, inspections, routine, difficult to handle it all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. So, talk about Adam Schefter and Adrian Wojnarowski. And this is what Bill Simmons said. Quote, you can't overreact over a Thursday night game. You can't overreact after Adrian Wojnarowski either, like Adam Schefter did, Simmons said, on his latest installation of the Bill Simmons podcast. He wanted his life back. He didn't want to have to work on holidays. He didn't want to have to be away from more family gatherings. Okay? Didn't want to have to work on holidays. He didn't want to have to, let's see, he didn't want to take a shower with his phone up against the shower door so he can see a text that's coming in or take your phone to the urinal. He says, that's the life we live. This is the thing that Adam Schefter said on television, Simmons said. Adrian Wojnarowski, was he an ER doctor during COVID? I wasn't sure. Oh, my gosh. The Charlotte GMs texted me. I've got to hold on here. What happened yesterday? What was that? A little cold, don't you think?
A little bit, yes.
Hey, look, the guy made a life decision. He ends up going back to his alma mater, obviously an area he loves, St. Bonaventure. Mark Schmidt's a great guy, the basketball coach. What's he want? It's what he wants to do. Okay.
What's it say about his job that college sports is less busy than what he does?
Well, yeah, as a GM. Now, as a GM on the college level, he's looking at recruiting classes, but the max of a recruiting class is normally 3 to 5. Okay? Normally, if your program is in good stead, a transfer class is 3 to 5. But, you know, you do have to make lifestyle choices. There's no question about it. And being glued to the phone is not, you know, look, he was getting $20 million a year. So, I mean, I'm not going to cry a river for him. But he decided to make some choices here. It's fine. He's entitled to make choices about how he wants to live his life, how he wants to change something up. But that's his decision. And it's not an overreaction, you know. I mean, we all think that we all have to make a choice on that. I mean, that's one of the elements that's always been great for me. You know, I mean, I think my children will tell you that I was there when things happened, and they'll tell you that with their children, I'm there. Little League game, soccer game, flag football game. I was at a, after the show last night, I did the pregame with James. I was at a 6-year-old's gymnastics practice for about 30 minutes. Why? Because she asked me to go. Talking about the 6-year-old. You're going to be there, right? Yeah, I'll be there. So I made sure I got there. You know, that's quality of life. And I may travel around a lot. We're just talking about the trips to California are going to be days. They are not going to be overnights. They're going to be days. And but for the most part, I'm there when things happen. If I had another job, like say, for example, I had taken on a pro job to go with a college job, I would have changed. That would have been different. If I had taken on a job where, like, say it was BTN, for example, where you're doing the game of the week, and you're going here, and you got to go in on a Thursday, it changes your quality of life. This job's giving me great quality of life. So I can understand what somebody's coming from. And Woj didn't say that. He didn't, you know, it was Adam Schefter saying that, you know, from his point of view. Okay. Everybody's entitled to make their own decisions. You know, what the heck? Wasn't like he was in the ER room during COVID. Okay, I got it, you know. I mean, you know. Doesn't mean there aren't challenges to each job. So. Just thought it was interesting. Very interesting. I mean, your quality of life, I mean, you're working nights all the time.
Yeah. I was going to say, I got a soccer game tomorrow morning to get to at 10:30 that I won't miss. And then I just actually got an email today. I am coaching basketball again in a couple weeks. So I try and stay involved. But it is, like, I was writing my picks yesterday while I was watching soccer practice.
Okay.
So, you know, you make sometimes you have to make some sacrifices.
Yeah, you do. But, you know, everybody has to make sacrifices. Yeah. There's people that have to work overtime, right? Well, it's like, oh, great, I got to work, you know. And sometimes they're working overtime and they're not getting time and a half. But that's, you know, there are a lot of people that, you know, some people have to go in early mornings. Some people have to work late at night. I mean, you got people trying to make ends meet, and they're trying to just trying to get it done. Okay. And guess what? That, you know, that brings with it challenges. You know, and everybody has their own challenges to deal with. Yeah. I've always appreciated that. Always have. USC, Michigan tomorrow. Illinois, Nebraska tonight. It's interesting. Nebraska, and as you know, I don't really follow this, but it's right there in front of me. Nebraska's a 7.5-point favorite at home. was a lot of people have a lot of confidence in Nebraska now. I'm kind of wait and see on them. I don't know about you.
Past recent history, you have to be wait and see on them, I believe.
Yeah, they haven't been to a bowl game since 2016, which means they haven't had a winning record.
I'm on the same boat with you. I have confidence Matt Rhule will get it done, but...
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm with you.
But I don't think we really have to... I don't think you can really trust them yet. I don't know if I'd try... I don't even know if I trust them enough to be a 7.5 home favorite at this point.
You know what's interesting, though, is that... is Illinois has a lot of the same guys as last year. Isaiah Williams isn't their wide receiver. You know, and Newton, of course, has moved on to the NFL along with Randolph. But they have a freshman running back who's not the starter, but they brought him in against Kansas, and he's got a little juice to him, Valentine. Not bad. Altmaier, the quarterback, looks like he's a little bit better than last year. Okay. And then, of course, Dylan Raiola. Now, this game's at 8 o'clock tonight. It's on Fox tonight, just so you know. I think Syracuse-Stanford's the ESPN game tonight. You, of course, will be at Lewisburg Warrior Run.
And I was just going to say, and Stanford-Syracuse is a league game?
Yeah. That's right. They are a league game. That's why I'm thinking about opening up the UCLA broadcast. It's Penn State and UCLA in a conference game. Just to have a little fun with it. You know, I found it interesting. Did you see the story this week about Florida State and Clemson? Now sitting down with the ACC and saying, hey, look, let's see if we can come up with some more money here for you. And they're at least talking with that, right? And that's at least an interesting story. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. Does not mean it's going to happen. But they are at least talking. It says here, the Ross Dellinger reported from Yahoo Sports, the ACC is exploring a new revenue structure intended to bring an end to the litigation with its two restless members. Conference's presidents recently examined a proposal that would distribute revenue differently to league members in a move to provide stability and preserve the membership of Florida State and Clemson. Quote, nothing is imminent, and particulars of the deal remain mostly private, but the structure's ultimate goal is to resolve a dispute with the Tigers and Seminoles, both suing the conference in an attempt to exit the league. The ACC presidents met in Charlotte. They discussed the settlement and then had a call on Tuesday, according to the report. Whether or not this will end up passing remains to be seen, and whether or not it's enough for Florida State and Clemson to stay is also a question mark. But at least they're trying something.
I kind of feel like Clemson and Florida State read the tea leaves and realized there wasn't, you know, if they leave, there wasn't many places for them to go.
Well, that's been the story the whole time. There's been a lot of, they're going to go here, they're going to go here. All right? Nobody even quietly, anytime I brought it up quietly to people, they went, I don't think so. When I was down in Florida, and I've told this story probably four or five times now, but it's always worth reiterating in case somebody didn't hear it. I was asked, and it's obvious, when you're sitting in Florida, I'm going to be asked in a loose way about Florida State, right? And somebody said, do you think, this was in Jacksonville, it's the same thing got asked in Daytona, but it was in Jacksonville on the Friday night. They said, do you think Florida State could be the 19th school in the Big Ten and then add one more to make 20? I remember my exact answer to this individual. I said, I respect the question. I said, but I'd like to see how 18 works first. Because 18's never been tried before. Anytime you've seen expansions and conferences, they've gone out to 16, but they've never gone to 18. So I said, look, I'd just like to see how 18 works first. And that's really been the attitude of the Big Ten. Let's see if we can make this work first. And then after that, you can make some decisions. But
you know, and figuring out how it's going to work is not a 1 or 2 year plan either. So once they do figure it out, it's probably will be time for that grant of rights to expire for those two teams anyway.
Yeah. Well, what Florida State and Clemson are trying to propose is that in order to go with this revenue model, okay, they actually, Florida State and Clemson are both open to staying in the league if financial adjustments are made. But at the same time, they are making a pitch that can they get the grant of rights to expire in 2030 and not 36. Ironically, that is when the Big Ten and the Big 12's media contracts expire. Now, they are floating this idea. They're floating it. Okay? And look, the league is contractually bound here. Okay? The league owns the media rights. I know there are people, oh no, ESPN owns the media rights. No, the league owns the media rights, and they have sold, okay? ESPN has been contracted to be their media outlet. Okay? The deal runs through 2027. But in February of next year, February 2025, they have the option to extend to 2036. Everyone expects that they're going to do that. It only makes sense. Which means the date goes out to 2036 once February rolls around. Okay? So Florida State and Clemson have two options. They can stay, or they can get a boatload of money and leave. What does a boatload look like? Well, a boatload of money would be a withdrawal penalty of $140 million. Then you factor in the buyback on the media rights deal, and that comes out to a total of $542 million.
Okay.
For some odd reason, Florida State and Clemson don't want to pay that. I don't understand. Can you figure out a reason why, Todd?
Oh, it's such a small amount.
I know. And look, the legal battle between the two sides is going to take years. So look, they're trying to figure out another way to make this work. And it's not an unusual deal. At one point, USC had a deal with the Pac-12 where they got more money than the other schools. This is years ago. I think Pat Hayden was the athletic director at the time. Bill Moose, who had been the athletic director at Washington State before then taking the Nebraska job, demanded at a meeting and got a vote that everything should be equal. Moose won. In the end, that was a driver for USC to leave and go to the Big Ten. Oh, yeah, it's even here, but it's even worth a lot more money. Oh. Texas always got more money than anybody else in the Big 12. It caused Nebraska to go to the Big Ten. So, it's not unusual to do it. So, we'll see. At least it's a start. How about that? Hopefully we get the King on today. Or we could replay Matt's segment yesterday, which sent us into a rating spiral. What?
I hope not.
What, whenever he's on? Oh, come on. Now, once he gets to the second complaint, you're like, yo. Okay, no, just kidding. Take a break. Back with more in a moment. You're on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
If you want to have a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. From Sunbury Motors Hyundai, you'll be busting through the snow this winter with these incredible all-wheel drive savings. Lease a third-row seat all-wheel drive Santa Fe for only $450 a month for 36 months. Choose a 2024 all-wheel drive Sonata for only $29,674. Or a 2025 all-wheel drive Kona for just $28,968. Looking for a compact truck? Sunbury Motors Hyundai has 17 Santa Cruzes in stock with savings up to $17,74. Remember, all new Hyundais come with America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles.
We're not done.
Lease an 80 MPG Hyundai Tucson plug-in hybrid for only $465 a month for 36 months. Sunbury Motors has 53 Tucsons available. Hard to believe it, but winter is just around the corner. And now is the time to save big money on your next new all-wheel drive Hyundai from Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
36-month leases are 10,000 miles a year with $4,000 down. See dealer for details.
Keep it simple and keep your business moving with an account from Nori Bank that fits your unique business needs. Earn interest on your business accounts with a bank that is interested in your business. Let Nori Bank's business accounts make banking easier for you. For more information, visit noribank.com/business or call us at 888-877-6623. Since 1903, the Northumberland National Bank has been helping customers in the Susquehanna Valley manage money. The right people, the right solutions, the right bank. Member FDIC.
An in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers. That's for the sophisticated crowd you hang around with, Todd.
That sounds like me.
water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, led by the Barrels and the Dills, my two personal favorites. Indeed, second to none to all that Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street and Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Stock up for your tailgate now. Great. So we don't have the king again, huh?
Yeah. Did you do something? Did I do something?
Yeah. In all likelihood, he is out on a job. I mean, that's, you know.
Yes.
As he said to me, he says the tough part is when you look, the show going to 1 to 3 has been great. I mean, that actually has worked out great for me. I think it's kind of helped you out too. In terms of timing of the day. But for him, you know, they work till 4, so. And sometimes he gets called out to, hey, I got to go to Simsbury. I got a job. Hey, I got to go up to Enfield. I got a job. Okay. That's how they pay the bills. Now, he keeps threatening to retire, which means he probably will be on the show every day. I did talk about him at Quarterback Club the other day. And he said, we're 14 months apart and we're tight. So, you know.
He's going to disguise his voice when he retires, and we're going to get this caller that just keeps hounding you.
Sounds like Matt. That sounds like controller, doesn't it? So John Paul is one today, huh?
Yes.
Yes. How about that? Why does Daddy throw things at the TV? I don't really want to get into it. Well, I guess in his household, that means he can now, I guess, weed the garden, right?
You talked the other day about, you know, Joe and the kids spending Christmas in Florida. You know, that's just normal for John Paul. He knows no different. He's used to the yelling.
Oh, why is Mommy always so nice? I'll get back to you.
The yin and the yang.
Ooh. Brutal. He's a cute little guy, though. Seems to be smiling most of the time, which is cool. So that's great.
Which is really proof that he doesn't understand the Eagles.
At all. No clue whatsoever. Zero. My goodness. I mean, that's just, Now, they only take pictures of him smiling. For all we know, he's throwing stuff all over the place. We don't see it. all the pictures are smiling. The other kids don't smile as much. That's because he's got them working the entire time.
I was going to say they're tired.
Oh, exhausted. I need a break. No break! Eagles aren't winning. No break! this Illinois-Nebraska game is going to be very interesting to me tonight. First of all, how will Raiola play? Is the Nebraska defense for real? And then Illinois. So, I mean, let's give you the key with Altmyer. Altmyer, who was beset with too many interceptions last year, has not thrown one yet this year. I think he's got 6 touchdowns and no picks. I think Pat Bryant's a really good receiver. I think Franklin, who transferred from Ole Miss to Illinois, has given them some big play jump at that wideout spot. That helps. And
I think their offensive line is good. I think their running backs are good. But it's going to be interesting. That's why I just wanted to see how this plays out tonight between these two. You know, either way, they're going to have the extra day to get ready. Now, they got to fly back from Lincoln to Champaign. Not exactly taxing. Okay. But
I was going to say it's not the Stanford to Syracuse trip.
No. And what's interesting is that when you look at Penn State and the West Coast, it is true. It is true that Rutgers and Maryland are further away. Okay. But Penn State has a tougher trip than they do. Why? Well, Maryland can go to either Reagan National or they can go to BWI. I think most times it's BWI. And it's not far. Okay? Rutgers can go to Newark. It's not far. Penn State's got to go an hour and a half to Harrisburg, then get the plane. And it's not, okay, but you're like, okay, you can do that. It's just a little further, whatever. No. When Maryland lands, coming back from the West Coast, they're landing at BWI and have a half-hour trip down to College Park. When Rutgers lands, they got a half-hour trip from Newark back to Piscataway. When Penn State lands, they still have another hour and a half to get back to campus. It's not the going out part. It's the coming back part. As somebody who's done this a whole bunch of times, because, I mean, we used to have to go through Harrisburg all the time. Okay? We used to have to go through that all the time. Now it's been great because the ability to go in and out of this airport has really helped. But this time, because they're taking a 777, this airport can't handle a 777 that's fully loaded. They can't do that. So you have to go to Harrisburg to do it. And, I mean, that's what makes it more difficult. I'm just talking from personal experience. Going down's no big deal. Okay, you go down. Okay, all right, let's get in the plane. Let's go. But it's always after you land coming back. I don't care whether Penn State has landed in Pittsburgh, whether they've landed in Harrisburg, whatever. You're like, oh, still got more to go. Because you're already done with what you're supposed to do. So you're like, okay. Yeah.
It's been more than 20 years ago now, but I did a Milton softball team made the Junior Division World Series in Kirkland, Washington, and the Eastern Regional was in Syracuse.
Okay.
So I went to Syracuse and then flew from Syracuse to Seattle, and the worst part was we did a red eye back from Seattle to Syracuse, and then I had to drive 3 hours home to Sealands Grove.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, I'll never do that again. I'll drive home and fly out of Harrisburg if that ever comes out up again.
Right. No, I completely understand it. But see, that's the tough part to me. It always has been. I can remember coming back from Notre Dame, coming back from Alabama, places like that back in the 80s and 90s. And like, okay, land, I got more to go. And I think I told the story the other day about the NIT thing. I'm pretty sure I did.
Oh, back and forth to Montoursville.
Yeah, Montoursville. Oh, yeah, that was just... I had to do that all season. What a joy. What a joy. It's always the, like, oh, got 90 minutes to go. And again, now, with the team, they bring the buses out to the tarmac. You get on there and go. I've gone on bowl trips where, like, okay, we got to go. Like, I always carry my bag on. Okay, always. So I'll sit on the bus and wait for everybody to get their bags. Thanks. Sitting here, let's go. Come on. I'm sitting here in the back row. Anytime. I'll say to the driver, "says we got enough people, let's go." I've done that before. Everybody just laughs. We got enough people. We're good. Let's go. That extra hour and a half. Oof. But to do this trip, we're going to have to do it. Basketball, I don't know how we're going to do that. I don't know if we're going to just leave out of here. It's a smaller group, so you know you don't need a 777. Like, leave out of here, refuel someplace like Kansas City or Des Moines or something like that, then go all the way. I don't know. I've got to talk to Patrick Dorney about that because he was just, during the show, he was getting in touch with me about Daytona. I already worked out, the Daytona thing worked out great. A month ago, well, maybe 3 weeks ago, I made an assumption that basketball would be leaving. The Daytona tournament's Monday, Tuesday. And we won't have shows either day because they're afternoon games. Look at that. You wipe that smile off your face. Yeah, now you're happy. I knew you would be. Penn State football's at Minnesota. The assumption I made was because the tournament starts on Monday, that the basketball team, being term break that week, would leave on Saturday and not Sunday to go down. So I got a ticket. I went online and, look, Penn State's already in Minnesota for football that Saturday. So I'll fly out with the football team on the charter on Friday night, do the game Saturday, stay the extra night Saturday night, and I have a 7 a.m. flight from Minneapolis-St. Paul to Atlanta, then Daytona, and I put it on Delta because Minneapolis-St. Paul's a Delta hub. So I deliberately did that. And I only got it for $200. I mean, it's nothing.
Jeez.
I know. Well, again, because I did it so early, Todd.
Wow.
All right? Well, I just got the practice schedule yesterday, which includes, and Patrick's got it right up through December. And I got to November 23rd, practice South Gym, 10 a.m., depart for Florida, 1 o'clock. So I got that one right.
It's like you've been doing this a while, Steve.
Oh, well, that again, that was just a guess on my part. You know, it just makes sense that they would go on Saturday. There's no need to stay around. There's nobody on campus. I mean, there's nobody on campus because they're going into fall break. You know, Friday, people are going to be leaving in droves. So they're going to go down on Saturday. That way they can practice at the Ocean Center on Sunday and then play the game Monday afternoon with Fordham. So I'll go out with football on Friday on the charter, do the game, stay Friday night, do the game Saturday, stay Saturday night, 7 a.m. Sunday morning, get down to Daytona Beach at 1:30 on Sunday afternoon, stay there Sunday, do the game Monday, stay Monday night, do the game Tuesday afternoon, then I'm going to fly back on the basketball charter back into the State College.
Do those two more nights in Minneapolis force you to pay state taxes in Minnesota for this year?
First of all, I am allowed to put it on my expense report.
Uh-huh.
So it really doesn't matter if Tim Walz taxes me to Kingdom Come. Somebody else is picking up the tab. So I don't care what Tim Walz taxes me to stay there. And I am going to get Marriott points. All right, so we're going to make sure no matter what we're getting that. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sunbury Motors Ford in North 4th Street Auto Plaza is having their fall kickoff blitz. Savings of up to $12,416 and financing as low as 0%. Score a great deal on the award-winning 2024 Ford Bronco Sport, and SMC has 18 in stock, priced from as low as $29,965. Sunbury Motors is going to give you a Hail Mary of a deal on over 50 2024 Ford Escapes, priced as low as $27,915. Plus, get 1.9 9% financing for 60 months. SMC is the Hall of Fame of Ford F-150s, with 35 available, with discounts of over $12,000, and they are slashed to the lowest price of the season, starting at only $48,859. Don't let the play clock run out on these awesome deals, as the final drive of savings ends Monday, September 30th. Sunbury Motors is a fifth-generation Ford dealer, proudly owned by the Mertz family for over a century.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.